Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 9th of May 2011. And this week it's all about how to market your small business effectively. First of all, I want to know, do you have a business plan? Oh dear, I can see some of you are not putting your hands up. Did you know 95% of small businesses in the United Kingdom do not have a business plan written down, either on paper or on a digital document? So I'm only talking to the 5% of businesses who actually have a proper plan. And what I'm talking about is a plan for you, not a plan for the bank to go and get a loan, but a plan which is actually going to help you drive your business forward. And you will know that your plan is divided into operations, marketing, and finance. And in effect, the most important part of that plan is the marketing section. And I expect that that section takes up more space than the rest of the plan altogether. But how good is your marketing? How do you get on? Many businesses discover that the marketing that they are doing now will only pay off in about 6 months' time. And when your marketing does pay off and you've actually got a lot of work to do and projects to handle, you discover that you don't have enough time to really do any more marketing. And this is one of those paradoxes when running a small business. When your work schedule is completely full and you have no time to do any marketing, you know full well that in 6 months' time you'll have no work to do, you'll have plenty of time to do marketing, but the marketing that you do in 6 months' time won't pay off for another 6 months, and then you'll be too busy with work again. So what can we do about it? Have a spread of clients and be consistent and be persistent in the marketing that you do. And one of the most important things to bear in mind is that individuals and small businesses operate on a different time scale to big corporates. Corporate time works slower than personal time. And in order to make best use of this information, I recommend that you go and read a book. It's one of the Teach Yourself series of books, and it's called Running Your Own Business by Kevin Duncan. About 4 years ago, I met Kevin, and he's an extraordinary chap with some fantastic ideas. The book is all about running a business, and hence only a proportion of it covers marketing. But I do recommend that you read it and you do follow the principle that what you need in your marketing plan is an element of consistency and persistency. Think about this for a moment. Do you ever get marketing phone calls at home in the evening? I'm not suggesting that your business should do marketing phone calls, but because we all get them from time to time, we can relate to the idea of consistency and persistency. Why is it that these organizations habitually phone us at the same time in the evening with the same message expecting us to buy? The reason they do it is because it works. They may not have been able to get it to work on you, but if they can get it to work on 5% of the people that they phone, it turns out to be an extremely cost-effective way of selling their product or service. For some of these call center-based businesses, it is the killer marketing technique. And I have a speech called The Killer Marketing Technique, and I help small businesses establish what their own killer marketing technique is. Do you have a business plan? Does your business plan contain a marketing matrix? Do you want to know more? I could come and speak to your organization. And no matter what your marketing plan says, as long as you apply that with consistency and persistency, I expect you're going to do well. Let me know what does work for you. I'd be interested to hear. See you again next week.